you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 941.
Omaha City Council gave its approval to the median restriction ordinance that they were considering. The measure was approved yesterday, and it prohibits anyone from loitering on medians within 200 feet of Omaha's most dangerous intersections. For example, 72nd and Dodge. There are about 70-some intersections that are considered these most dangerous. Supporters of the new ordinance.
I'm curious what people think.
Do you think you could even handle standing on that median at 72nd and Dodge? Let's say you're not even holding a sign that says, you know, hungry, need money.
No. Mm-hmm.
Just the attention of all those eyes. Do you think most people could handle that attention?
I always wanted
to. Do you ever get self-conscious when you feel like people are looking at you?
Yes, all the
high
time.
High-profile area, like 72nd and Dodge, you're standing on the median. Everyone driving past is looking at you, especially when they're at the light. They're staring deep into you.
I just can't tell what's legit and what's not. You know, I mean, when you see one sign, the sign, by the way, is about 4-5 feet high by 3 feet wide. And it says, I need heart medicine for my daughter. I mean, I don't know. And you look at the guy and you're like, geez, you know how expensive that stuff is. It's crazy.
Yeah, you're
expensive.
Torn. You're like, you're if torn. You really need heart medicine for your daughter,
you're out here doing
I
this.
I could spare a couple of bucks to give you for your daughter, right? I
yeah.
mean, it tears at you.
You're it does.
Humanity. You don't want to be a jerk.
Yeah, you don't. But then, I don't know. I'm just curious what people think.
Molly's kids read the signs.
Yeah, that's the new thing. That's been interesting.
And Molly says we don't pay attention to those people.
Yeah.
No.
That's how she teaches them to read. Actually, she goes, all right, honey, we're pulling up to a guy. You read
practicing
the sign.
Our high frequency words. Do you spot any in the sign? Very poor taste. Very, very poor taste. Two retiring Republican senators are taking a stand against President Trump. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake announced his decision not to run for re-election in an emotional Senate speech yesterday. Flake said reckless, outrageous, and undignified behavior has been accepted as telling it like it is. Now, Tennessee Senator Bob Corker said that Trump isn't up to the job of the presidency. This morning that the president fired back on Twitter, he tweeted that the reason Flake and Corker dropped out of the Senate race is very simple. They had zero chance of being elected.
So Flake's got 14 months left on his term. My question is, what now? What did Trump do that made Flake snap? Is there
they've been going back and forth with this.
What was the tipping point? He's saying now a bunch of other senators are going to speak out. It's like a lot more are going to come out. We've had 9 months of this president. This is too much. So I'm curious, what was the point? What was the pivot? Was it the tweet? What was it?
I think part of it has been they've been trying to work with him on legislation. And I mean, the thing about Trump is that he's a businessman. He's used to being a CEO of a company and what he says goes. And that's not how a democracy works. You know, just because he wants something to happen, you have to work within the parameters of the job. And I think that part of it has been the legislation is probably really frustrating for a lot of these guys that are trying to explain to him. You know, there's back and forth. You have to, it's not just like the art of the deal type of thing. There's nuancing to writing legislation that maybe the president hasn't necessarily been brought up to speed on. Big changes are coming to the Mega Millions lottery, including the cost of a ticket. Starting Saturday, you'll have to pay $2 to play instead of just a dollar. The grand prize is going to start at $40 million instead of $15 million, and the odds of winning the jackpot are also going up, jumping to one in about $303 million.
Good.
So it's going to be a little bit harder to win, but when you do, apparently it's going to be more money.
I was just back to the Trump thing just real quick. I was wondering what Ben Sasse thinks, you know. Ben Sasse has been very outspoken. Well, I'm just reading his most recent tweet is what he just tweeted. It's a quote, and it says, if you define yourself as a victim, you can never be free.
Oh.
So it's supposed to be sort of this heavy thing to make you think.
That's kind of the internal victim.
The way the whole world works is all the interesting stuff is in the comment section.
Okay.
So he tweets something like, if you define yourself as a victim, you can never be free. And then the responses underneath are, 64% of white men act like victims. Hashtag white privilege. Next response, 93.2% of statistics are made up. Next response, 100% of you is a nerd.
People keeping highbrow.
Yeah, they
the are. The tweeting. The Dodgers won game one of the World Series. It's the heat that's gotten everybody really all riled up. 103-degree heat. Biggest number, the hottest game temperature in World Series history. The Dodgers beat the Astros 3-1 in game one, and now game two again tonight
in the best of series in LA. Have much effect? They're both warm weather climate ball clubs that can handle the heat.
Exactly.
I'm curious what it does to ball flight. Dodgers had two big home runs last night. That Gimli, the redhead, blasted out another one.
I'm guessing moisture, maybe, right? Wouldn't moisture make the ball a little heavier? Does moisture make the balls heavier, Molly?
You tell me.
I don't know. I don't play baseball. Come on,
you're probably
brain.
More familiar with handling balls than I am.
You're a mother. Yeah, no doubt. That's sad.
Just saying, because you were in football, yeah. You know, and golf balls and things like that.
And you were a cheerleader, yeah, right?
The National Park Service is considering big increases for entrance fees at the most popular parks during peak visiting season. It could more than double the price. So the proposal was announced yesterday, and it's 17 parks, including Zion, Yellowstone, Yosemite, the Grand Canyon. It would be during peak seasons. So private vehicles right now, it's about $25 to $30 for a private vehicle to enter the parks, and it would go jump up to $70.
Wow.
The higher fees would pay for repairs of the roads, bridges, campgrounds, bathrooms, but the National Park Service is accepting public comments on their website until November 23rd. But I have a feeling that it's going to be probably full steam ahead. Japanese instant noodle company Nissin has created an electric ramen fork that covers up loud slurping sounds.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. I thought of you immediately when I saw this.
Maybe someone can help me with that. I have issues with loud eating. It drives me insane.
It's just a thing.
The sound of it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I have to think in my head. I'm like, stop.
It's sort of Howard Hughesian.
You're focusing,
you're zooming in because you always watch other people's eating, and I'm like, why aren't you focusing on your own eating?
I don't know. What amazes me about eating is how people just can tune everything out and just eat. It's weird. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking around and being weird myself, but. The noises that come out is crazy for me.
Pretty solitary moment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's functional.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. I get it, but maybe I just pay attention to it. I don't know. I don't understand it. Even the sound of people eating popcorn, chomping on, I sound like an insane man, chomping on chips loud. I just think there's a quiet way of doing it. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just crazy.
Well, I guess it's a thing,
I mean,
this noodle slurping noise.
Someone else to adjust the way they eat because of your likes. Doesn't that seem... high maintenance.
Yeah, but I don't want them to adjust it. I deal with it. In my head, I question it every time.
Headphones or something, like you put your earbuds
sound
in.
Sound blocker.
Love it.
Maybe you need to get this fork. It's called the Otohiko fork, and it is a magnificent solution for noodle slurping noise. The cultural friction between the people who enjoy slurping noodles and the people who feel that the noise is uncomfortable. That would be you. So they say that this utensil, it's a large white fork. It contains a microphone that detects the sound of slurping, and then it prompts the user's smartphone to play a sound effect. So it would, like, basically tune out the slurping sound.
That's the stupidest thing ever.
$130.
Your phone
makes that's like a whole thing.
Sound effect.
$130.
Well, I mean, we're not as big into noodle slurping. It's an Asian.
Right. Yeah. They're talking about, like, in Japan where it's cultural. That's just common.
Well, high-end ramen is now here. A high-end ramen place down by Midtown Crossing.
Yeah.
A new law making it illegal to cross the street while texting takes effect in Honolulu today. The law was passed back in July. It allows the police to fine pedestrians up to $35 for looking at their electronic devices while crossing the street.
Mm-hmm. So you see, when you're driving your car, everyone is walking and looking at their smartphone. But you got to stop when you do it at the light. I think it's interesting. They're going to be able to hand out a lot of tickets.
I saw somebody the other day. They were crossing the street. And they stopped in the middle of the street to text.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the middle of the crosswalk.
Yeah.
Because there's one thing
to walk and look at it, but when you're trying to write a message and it starts altering your gait, you know, you're trying to walk, but you're slowing down as you're...
Yeah.
Yeah, people do it everywhere. They don't care where they're at, who's behind them.
You're in the middle of the street.
So this seems like an effective law.
Yes. So $35, I guess, Honolulu, they're the first one to put it into action. I bet a lot of other cities and towns will probably follow suit.
Yeah, because it doesn't really have to hurt. It just has to be, you know, $35. Doesn't have to be $100.
Right.
You know.
So if you find yourself getting frightened quite frequently, you could be sleep deprived. There was a new study published from the Journal of Neuroscience, and they're, according to the scientists, people who get less REM sleep are likelier to become fearful in the face of a frightening event. People who get less quality sleep are more likely to develop PTSD. They said that we tend to cut back on our sleep to do everything that's so important during the day. But by doing that, we're really cutting ourselves short and putting ourselves at a disadvantage when facing important life events.
But you were saying fearful in face of a fearful event.
Yeah, but also just in like you're more easily frightened. I think that you're more easily agitated
by
due to the fact
things.
That you're like, yeah, well, yeah, like, I guess by frightening.
You're like, oh my God, this spider's freaking me out. People are like, are you sleeping enough? I don't know, but I'm also afraid of spiders and there's a spider coming at us.
There's that. I think there's something to it, though. I definitely believe in like the idea of a good night's sleep can definitely give you a better perspective or a better handle on a situation. Haven't you ever thought about that? Like when you're really overtired and you're kind of over emotional or you're easily, you know, you just feel frayed, and something about a real good night's sleep can like restore common sense to a certain level.
I think you can get both. I woke up this morning from a very restful night's sleep to running from a person chasing me with a gun.
Oh my God.
And I was telling 911, I need a cop car right now. I need a cop car. And it was very real. And I woke up.
Oh.
Oh, what a great night's sleep.
Oh, my God.
I wake up to a nightmare
every day.
Morning.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Have you thought about the fact that
after
maybe your
long
bed's haunted?
Night, after
what are you eating?
A long, restful night of sleep, I awake to a nightmare.
Holy smokes.
I think that's really
And this one
unnerving.
Is really vivid. A guy, you know, was I?
Was you know, chasing you.
Sometimes you only remember the very end of a dream.
Yeah,
it's like how deep you can roll back.
Uh huh.
So it's one of those deals that you could roll it back. I mean, if you don't really concentrate on it, it's gone in a second.
Yeah,
you
wow.
can just you know,
it just disappears.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this was someone who had, you know, I was in a bad neighborhood for some reason mowing somebody's lawn.
Yeah.
And a guy robbed me. I mean, at gunpoint, and then he was like, "Where's your car parked?"
Wow.
Wanted to steal everything out of my car. And then as he was stealing things out of my car, I ran. And then he chased me with a gun. And I ran down to a convenience store. And I'm like, there's a guy out there with a gun. Somebody call 911. I couldn't get anyone to let me use their phone because he stole my wallet, my smartphone. So then the gas station called 911. And I'm like, can you at least send a squad car over here?
Yeah, and then you woke up.
And I saw the guy out in the parking lot. Yeah, and then I woke up.
Oh, how bizarre.
And I was like, what a great night's sleep. That was an amazing night's sleep. Now we just need to turn the nightmares into happy dreams of puppies.
Yes. Or even, you know, naughty dreams of
Good
some sort.
Lord, wow. Yeah. Maybe you need to get like a shaman to come and do a like anti-spook spell over your
boy.
New bed.
I don't know. I mean, it's That's a brand weird. New bed. It's out of the factory. I mean, I don't know how it could be cursed.
No, it's not the bed. I think
the old bed wasn't cursed.
Everything around us. Probably getting in the head.
Maybe you just need to break it in and put some happy memories on that mattress.
I think it's just deep sleep is that you're coming out of, when
I
you're going
so.
In and out of REM sleep is where your dreams happen.
You
and
bet.
I don't think I was
yeah.
ever dreaming prior before.
No, you don't get enough sleep
going through,
in there.
You know, bouts of 2-hour stretches of bad sleep.
Up and up.
So your mind's got a lot of garbage to work through. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, 822, Channel in the City. This hour, get you qualified. It's a trip to New York for four people. You win it if you get qualified, and you get to pick the people you go with. Plus, there's a lot of other fun stuff that comes with it as well.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Listen.
Streaming live 24 hours a day. Log on and get plugged in. Channel941.com.
Start spreading.
In New York.
Just real quick, if you need to warm your heart with the love of another animal, mm-hmm. adult dogs at the Humane Society today are half price.
Get
and
out
adult
of here.
Cats, of course,
are free.
So if you ever want to break down the arms race of what the value of a dog and a cat is,
cool it.
Even when it's a deal, dogs are half price. Cats are free.
Cats when you're an over are free.
Yeah, adult cats. Adult cats are free. Adult dogs are half price.
Okay.
Dogs 1 to 7 will cost $87.50.
That's not bad.
Dogs 8 and older will cost $57.50.
Hmm. Maybe they need to offer up maybe some free litter with the cat or something.
Mew!
On top of it.
I don't know.
You know?
A little some stuff to come with it, little bells and whistles.
Everyone,
catnip mouse or something.
A little catnip mouse. Why not? Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Holly.
Hi, Holly. How you doing today?
Great now.
Why are you so great, Holly?
Because I need to go to New York.
I know. They just showed on the CBS Morning News, they showed, they zoomed out from the ice rink in Central Park, and the leaves have completely turned. It looks unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
It's beautiful. Look, pumpkin orange were the color of the leaves in New York.
Have you ever been, Holly, or what's up?
No, never.
Oh, wow.
See, too many of us have never gone.
I know.
And that is a problem. That's where this idea was born. We said,
go.
A lot of people bucket list it.
Yeah.
And dang it, we're gonna change it 4 people at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the trip's going to be at the end of November, okay? I'm hoping you can make that trip, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, we want to get you there for the lighting of the, what are they lighting up? That big Christmas tree, right?
Yeah. Big Rockefeller Center. It's a huge deal. They always have a big broadcast and people, you know, like I think last year wasn't Mariah Carey, one of the artists that performed like, ooh, Santa baby, whatever. You know, they always do their little song and dance.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, every level of this trip is amazing. The Hamilton tickets, obviously, but it's like a hotel right by Times Square. This, we've got you guys reservations for 4 at the Bar 65, which is above Rockefeller Center. And they've got like a pretty good sized tab we've got for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's the rooftop of Rockefeller.
Top of the world, baby.
It's going to be sweet.
See everything, yeah. Do you ever been to a male strip club?
Yes.
Okay, because we got the male strip club for you and your 3 friends.
Party's trying to get that included with the New York package. The boss is like,
it's called
no
Dangles.
Thank you.
Sounds great.
Who are you going to take with you, Holly? Who are you going to take with?
You know what? Family. Probably family.
Oh, family, huh? Come on,
good
really?
Good thing Dangles is a family-friendly place.
Dangles. Welcome to Dangles.
Hey, when you have mom and friends and people who are just amazing... Okay.
Welcome all to right. Dangle Your Dice.
That's just terrible.
Is this a casino?
No, it's a male strip club. Said by a man wearing nothing but a bow tie and a thong.
And you're like, why does it smell like vegetable oil in here? All of them are just
welcome
doused.
To Dangle Your Dice.
Dangles.
I think it's yellow. We're sending this New York trip for 4, and we thought, you know, maybe in theory it could be 4 gals.
Yeah.
Doing an amazing trip. We couldn't help thinking Sex and the City.
Yes.
And in real life, the Sex and the City girls aren't getting along. Kim Cattrall's come out and said that none of them are friends.
That's sad.
Isn't that? I mean, I'm not a Sex and the City super fan, but doesn't that bother a lot of ladies out there? That these gals?
So. It doesn't surprise me, though.
Hey, Holly, hold on, okay? Congratulations.
I got to be honest. That doesn't surprise me. That given that dynamic, that would be the odd person out in that foursome.
Kim Cattrall?
Yes.
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah, because she came in with her own. I mean,
her own deal?
She came in as her own personality, and I think that she just seems like a no nonsense kind of person. Where the other girls were like, "Let's be girls." Where she seemed very much on point to be Samantha. Now the word is that she's going. Saying, go ahead, recast Samantha. Get the show on the road. You want to do it so bad? Go ahead.
Recast her? They
ought to. She did an interview with Piers Morgan, and she thinks another actress could play Samantha Jones now that she's refused to do Sex and the City. She's like, I'm fine with that.
So, now, have you seen all the movies, Molly?
Yeah, I have.
And were you a fan? Where are you?
No, I mean, I just thought I was like, I don't understand why they needed a movie. The show was great on its own, period.
The movie is awful.
A movie afterwards. Especially
also, there's really
one.
Only been one?
There's two.
Two of them, yeah, and they're both.
One of them was on cable last night, and I have to tell you, the level of cringe. That's the original?
Yeah, the original was on last night on HBO, and then Sex and the City 2 is the one where they go on that trip to like the Middle East, or I can't remember. It's like girls
trip. All kinds
trip
of bad. Some things need to stay short and small.
So last night, whatever was on cable, when I flipped by it, I honestly have never seen the movie, and it was it must have been the end of the movie. It's New Year's Eve. It was really sad.
Yeah, it was very
sad. So I assumed it was the second movie.
Is that what she's running down the street?
Everyone's got something to do at midnight, except Sarah Jessica Parker is like trying to hail a cab. And I'm like, well, that's pretty depressing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought they were always partying, and everyone's happy on New Year's Eve, and Samantha's running. I'm like, where's she running? She's going to go meet her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she ding-dong, the door opens, and it's that Cynthia Nixon, and the two of them are alone on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. I hope they have a good time.
Girl power. We don't need a man.
I flipped. I am going scissoring. Oh, yeah, scissor. The spirit of my dead father someplace materialized was like, you're watching Sex in the City. There's 15 hockey games on.
You're not my son.
I had to flip right then.
Understood.
Because it was like, so what was the plot line? Why are they alone on New Year's Eve?
Dude, I don't know. It's been a million years, and I think I saw it once. Like, it's obviously heartbreak. I didn't want to have my girl card taken away, so I had to go see it.
Oh, no, you had to go.
Right. Yeah, I'm saying I had to go. Otherwise, everybody would have been like, "I need your lady card," and you can never order a Cosmo ever again.
All they did is bash men. That's all that show was a male bashing.
I didn't think it was a male bashing.
No, come on,
I didn't get that. I felt like it was more like these girls and their dating. I mean, it was fun when it was them and their dating lives, and you were like, everybody had their different flavor, Like you had Charlotte, who was the good girl, and then you had crazy Samantha, who was just wild sexing it up.
Wild sexing it up.
Well,
yeah.
She was always like, don't you remember she got cancer and it got like real serious and she was with that young guy.
Oh, scissoring. That never happened. That never happened on that.
We don't know.
Maybe we don't know what happened in Samantha's life.
Modern day spin up.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez trying to be friends. I guess the two reunited at Gomez's house in Studio City last weekend. They dated from 2011 to 2014 and I guess reconnected the summer when it became Gomez announced she underwent kidney transplant surgery. So I guess Gomez, she's dating The Weeknd. He was aware that the two were hanging out and speaking again, but wasn't at the get together on Sunday. He's out on tour.
Was there ever a chance that Justin could have donated her a kidney?
I don't know.
I don't know if he would have been a match. You got to find out if you're a match.
Well, right. But do we even know? Was it
if he tried?
Tires kicked on that?
No, I have no idea. It was her friend that ended up stepping up and giving her one.
Doesn't your brother have one kidney?
Yeah, he has one kidney, so I got to hold on to my two. Yeah, just in
case.
Otherwise,
he's going to come sniffing around.
Well, it's weird.
In theory, if you're related to someone who's got one kidney, you're kind of on.
I'm on.
You're on the on deck circle.
Yeah, he had. It wasn't that anything went. I don't know. It's kind of like a birth defect. He has an enlarged kidney, and one of them just kind of overcompensated and beat up the other one. So the other one just became probably a little raisin,
like
of
shriveled
sort.
Up.
Yeah, shriveled up.
You hear
thing.
About that?
Yeah.
About that happening? Like one is not totally formed. I mean, you can survive on one. It's
yeah, totally survive on one.
They're like jet engines. There's reason there's two.
Yeah.
That's why you got two gonads.
I got one.
And double boobs.
You have one gonad?
Yeah. Same thing, enlarged. The other one shriveled up like a little raisin.
Oh, that's just such a horrible...
That's a horrible visual.
All of the words that you just spit out.
Yeah. It's a lie.
I mean, terrifying. All of the drive-thrus in town are like, we haven't sold a single breakfast sandwich this morning.
Thanks, Big Party Morning Show.
What was the gross thing you said earlier? You know what? Don't remember it, because I don't want you to say it.
You went to your safe spot in your mind, and you don't remember it anymore. Kid Rock is coming to town. He made the announcement that he's coming out on tour. It's all in support of his new album, Sweet Southern Sugar, that comes out next month. But he's going to be Omaha CenturyLink Center on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th.
That'd be a fun show. You get the tickets, people. Try to get to that show. That's going to be fun. I know it's on St. Patty's Day, but heck, man. Go to Kid Rock.
He has admitted that all that talk about him running for Senate was just a PR stunt to help promote this album. So he's like, I'm not running. Are you crazy? So that's at least reassuring to know. That
hey, by the way, exactly 1 month ago, TMZ was reporting the fact that Justin never knew that Selena had a transplant until it was over.
I didn't think so.
So even if he could have had a good kidney, he couldn't have given it to her. No one ever told him. They're completely in the dark, despite the fact that they both go to the same megachurch, Hillsong.
Okay.
And the TMZ story said that the church has actually facilitated keeping them separate.
Weird.
Oh.
Well, I don't think they're good for each other.
No, I agree, but
they
it's
were
weird
like
for
a toxic couple.
The church, and they go to the same church.
I just think I would be heartbroken if I was in love with someone, even despite the breakup, and they're in the middle of a medical dilemma.
They don't call you,
and I didn't know, and you couldn't help them. I think that would suck. Would be its own little prison.
You feel
that happens
in your
though.
Own head. It would suck, yeah, because you'd feel like God.
You hear about it secondhand, like and it's me. Tough. But I mean, you're not that in that person's life anymore in that way.
So let's say, party, you're going to die on about you're going to die on the battlefield today.
Yeah.
Whose name do you cry out?
Oh, man. Mad
What's
Molly's.
His name?
I love how he takes the opportunity. He takes the opportunity.
No. I mean, on your death
God,
moment?
That
on
is
the
like,
battlefield? You want to.
Not Molly. That's the first thing out of his mouth. It's not some sweet name that he would say. He has to take a shot first.
That wasn't a shot.
That was a shot.
I was.
He didn't
Jeff,
have a chance to
Jeff,
like,
can you
the,
weigh in?
Right, with his last breath to say the sweet Wylene because he had wasted his last words with not Molly.
Not Molly. Yeah. Not Molly.
Process of elimination is what that was. I don't know what I would call, depending on how painful. Is it painful? I'd probably scream mommy or something weird. You know,
that's what soldiers still say.
You that's know, the quite, hardest thing. I remember watching some movie.
Common, yeah. And it's probably very difficult to hear if you're another soldier.
It was
guys
Saving
cry
Private
out
Ryan.
For their mom. It still happens to this day. It's yeah. primal.
After I had my son, I remember watching Save It Private Ryan and I cried like a baby. There's that scene where it's Giovanni Ribisi and he's dying and he's crying out for his mom. He gets shot. Remember they're in that town and it's the sniper.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking like, I don't know if I could ever let my son be a soldier. Like the idea of my son ever crying out for me, you know, like in that it's like, oh, it's eviscerating as a mom to think
well, Dominic,
that moment happened.
What was his face? Who's the actor? The guy who loves to do the fast.
Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Vin Diesel got shot by the sniper. Remember, he gets shot first. Remember, he's trying to give his letter.
Oh, yeah.
Give
yeah.
the letter. It's getting blood and rain on it. He wanted to give the letter to his parents.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. Just
and then later on when they rush the two gun pits, Giovanni gets hit. And he's the medic.
Yes.
The medic gets hit.
I completely forgot.
So he's like, tell me where the hole is. Tell me where the hole is. He's got a hole in his back.
Oh, and he's
They're like, it's
out.
About the size of a fist.
Oh, buddy.
Ooh. Mommy.
And you yell out, not Molly.
Not Molly. Ooh, I'm going to get that last dig in if it's the
and
last
I have to,
dying
I have
breath
to
I have.
To speak at Party's funeral. I'm like, I do know that he was hateful in death. He was...
the last moment, he was petty about Molly.
Yeah, you're right. Petty's better. Not hateful so much, but
petty.
But
small.
Petty.
What did he...
Small.
Well, what did he say?
He was small in his final moment.
Even in death, he still managed to be small. It was amazing. Oh, my God, I'm looking death in the eye. It's so beautiful. Oh, my God, it's such a... Not Molly.
Oh, that would be my luck. That would be the last word.
I hope so. I thinner you.
How'd you like to be those badass soldiers who had to climb? These are true stories. They had to climb up the side of a rock face during the Italian campaign, and they were instructed, when you fall, don't scream.
They don't hear you?
Because you'll identify the position
of where
get
you're
your brother's killed. So these badass soldiers had to fall and be like, I want to yell out, not Molly! But they kept
can't.
It quiet. I mean, that is badass.
Yeah. Yeah. Not Molly. Not Molly.
How many last words? Not Molly.
From the Eat Fit Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.